Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Russell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Marshall moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to third. Dark moves to second. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Dark scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sokold moves to second. Adrian Zabala now pitching. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Sokold moves to third. Bickford moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 6-4, Braves. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. 2 outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bickford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 7-4, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Adrian Zavala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zavala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fletcher moves to third. Russell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher scores. One out. It's 8-4, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Russell scores. Elliott goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Braves. Hank Bierman now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to third. Dark moves to second. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bickford hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holmes scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bearman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sockold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 12-4, Braves. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bickford strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall throws the ball into Behrman, who tags Stanky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sokold scores. It's 13-4, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to second. Joe LaFatta pinch hits for Hank Behrman. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bickford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 13, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 13, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.